Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday. Thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
It's kind of nice when you don't have to pick intro music for someone. People come with their own. Let's go out to the SDCCU fan hotline, and let's go back out to the Peoria Sports Complex. We're joining Woodsy and Paul out there is Baseball Hall of Famer and Padres legend Trevor Hoffman. Trevor, good morning to you, and welcome back to Ben and Woods.
Good morning to you too, Benny. That gives me chills every time I hear it.
Every time.
You know, I know a lot of people out there outside of San Diego think it's 3rd and 8 with their NFL football team, but for us, it's still pretty cool.
Man, so how have things been going with you? It's second year of fantasy camp, but what's it looking like out there? I don't know how long you've been out there and what you've been able to see so far, but your impressions of year two of Padres fantasy camp.
Well, Woodsy's dominating. That's the beautiful thing. But the numbers have doubled. I think the whole idea of fantasy camp has gotten out. We've got great participation. They're taking it very serious. We're trying to save some arms. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone, I think, is having a really good time. The brown uniforms look great on everybody. And so, I think everybody's having a great time.
Benny, I walked in this morning. I mean, the clubhouse opens at about 6, and it's damn near full. I mean, guys are like...
And not just in the training room.
And not just in the training room. They're in there. They're sitting there, and they're looking at their locker, and they're getting their stuff ready. And you're like, dude, you don't have to be here at like 7:30. Like, but everyone, they want to be here. Being at the locker, we all walked in this morning. There's a signed batting helmet from all, you know, Hoffy and everybody else. And it's just the stuff that you get, the daily surprises. You never know who's going to show up. And like I said yesterday, we're in the middle of our game. We knew Hoffy was coming. We didn't know when. He walks out into the field, and everyone stops, and you're like, oh, wow, that's Hoffy. And I told you, he hit a ball at me, and I'm like, don't boot it, don't boot it, don't boot it, don't boot it. Because Hoffy's there, you know, and it's wild. But thanks for joining us this morning. I know you, you know, all of us, we got a real busy day here at Fantasy Camp. But I wanted to ask you, Trevor, it's been a weird offseason for the game that we all love so much. I feel like baseball's that sport where, you know, they'll say, hey, you know, all news is good news. All publicity is good pub. I don't feel that way about baseball. I feel like baseball has a little bit of a higher standard. And this offseason's been pretty nuts with the Astro stuff. I just wanted to get kind of your overall, when you heard about it, what did you think? When you saw the videos, what were you, were you blown away like the rest of, were you like, oh my God, it was right there in front of us?
I don't know if it was like right there in front of us to an extent, but I was definitely blown away that the use of technology in that regard went so far.
Yeah.
You know, I think the things that we've learned on how to decode someone's, you know, signs as a catcher, and if you're at second base, you kind of pick up on that and you can utilize it. That's within the realm of the game.
Sure.
You know, if you're not smart enough to have a different set of signs and a team picks it up, then great. But
since you were Little League,
since you're in Little League, that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to use technology and use it in real time and to give a guy a complete advantage to know what's coming is egregious.
You know, it's funny, Trevor, when this came out, I thought of you because, I mean, it affects any pitcher if the batter knows what's coming. But I specifically thought about you and how important deception was and that uncertainty that the batter had in his head, whether it's fastball or changeup, and how that would have been just almost devastating for you to face a team that, oh, I know the changeup's coming. I'm not swinging at this one.
How mad would you have been?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I went through a bit of a phase mid-career where I got a little bit weird with the way I went in and grabbed my changeup, and it would wiggle a string on my glove a little bit funny, and I was tipping my pitches for about a month. And I was racking my brain. I'm going, what in the heck is going on? How do they know what's coming? And, it, you know, through video, I was able to find out that I was tipping pitches. And we took care of it, turned the glove a little bit, did a little bit of, like, the Ryan Dempster shake. And
yeah.
Boom, it was done. And they don't know what's coming.
From a friggin' string wiggling on his glove, Ben, the other team. And that's the thing is, like, that you tip your hat to.
No doubt.
You tip, and you're like, I'm getting rocked. And my arm feels good. Yeah. I feel good. My pitches are moving. What is happening? And that's perfectly okay. If they find that out, that's on me.
Yep.
But if they got a camera over my shoulder and they're having algorithms to tell people what's coming and they're banging on trash cans, that had to be a tough pill for a lot of these kids to swallow. And you talk about the kids that got sent down after getting roughed up by the Astros. They may never recover. They may never come back up, and they miss their shot. And that to me, is the travesty.
You might not be a Dodger fan, but they had a shot at possibly two world championships.
Sure.
And you know, I'm great friends with Doc Roberts, and you know that's going to hurt for a long
time.
That's
going to hurt, yeah.
You know, it's not to say that's part of the game, but we went through the PEDs,
yep.
And you know that whole shadow over the game for that. Now it's the technology that needs to be, you know, taken care of. You know, we have the ability to probably put earpieces in the catcher and the pitcher's ear so that there's no signs being given, and you know it's going to make it harder for, you know, we see it with the catcher and the offensive coordinator in football games. So it's things can be done.
Talking to Padres Hall of Famer and Baseball Hall of Famer Trevor Hoffman live at the Peoria Sports Complex. And, Trevor, I know you've worked with many of these young Padres over the years, spring training. You made trips out to the minor league ballparks. A new baseball top 100, Baseball America top 100, came out yesterday. Mackenzie Gore, number 6, Luis Patino, number 18. We're going to see them in the big league camp for the first time this spring. How excited are you for these guys, and what's your kind of latest scouting report based on where they ended last season?
That's funny. We had dinner at a pizza place across the street, and that's the same place I had dinner when Mackenzie just signed. So it brought back a lot of great memories about a young man that really carries himself really well, is passionate about getting better and pushing himself to the limits, and certainly looking forward to a guy like that coming up and having an impact. And Patino right on his heels. I love the 1-2 combination. They can really kind of push each other and compete with one another and within a season and a game. And they're going to have an impact. It might not be out of spring training, but they're going to certainly have an impact with this team. And I'm looking forward to the strides that the guys from last year, the Richards, the Lametz, the Paddocks, those guys taking another step forward out away from surgery, another step forward and learning the game in the big leagues. And they're only going to get better.
How much time did you spend with Chris Paddock last year? He was a guy that we were all looking forward to, and he delivered. You know, he really did. When you look at the sum of the parts at the end of the year, you look at that and you're like, he could be an ace. He could be an ace on this team. He could be an ace on a lot of teams. Did you get to spend a lot of time? Did he bend your ear much last year?
A good amount of time. Yeah. And, you know, it was bend the ear in a good way. You know,
yeah.
Want to ask the right questions at the right time. We sat down quite a bit in spring training and, you know, talk to him about what to expect. Hey, you're going to run into a wall and you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly and you're going to have to change a little bit of your repertoire, but don't go away from trusting your stuff. And, you know, he had just great questions about what to expect in the big leagues. And he didn't know if he was breaking camp or not, but
yeah.
He wanted to, you know, figure some things out before he got there. And, you know, he took the city by storm. He's got a little bit of pizzazz about him, and he's not going to back down from anybody. You know, he gets in trouble. I love go sit in the truck when he was a kid.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing is what he's about, the cowboy hat, the persona. You know, I hope he has just another amazing year.
Whose hair is longer, yours or Paddock's?
Paddock's got him, I think.
Yeah, Paddock's is a little bit longer than mine. I had to cut mine back a click.
That's got a directive from Mrs. Hoffman, I would imagine.
Said, hey, trim that thing up a little bit.
Oh, man. Well, Trevor, we're obviously joined by Trevor Hoffman, Hall of Famer here on Bed of Woods this morning. And, Hoffy, when you look at the offseason, it started kind of with a bang and a lot of moves, a kind of a flurry of moves. It's quieted down. It's quieted down, I think, for a lot of teams right now. But when you look at some of the additions, guys are going to be coming to camp, the Tommy Pham's, that's the one for me. I'm elated. I can't wait to see this guy. He brings an attitude. Jace Tingler is another guy. And I know you've had a chance to spend some time with him. We have as well. He brings an attitude. And I feel just personally, and I don't spend a ton of time around the team, but just watching the team 162 games, there was a little bit of attitude missing, I think. And so after you sat down with Jace, what are you expecting out of him leading this team?
And not to bring up the topic, but could you imagine being the Astros and Red Sox without a manager right now?
Right. So, it's a nightmare.
Because I remember sitting down with Jace when the uniform was unveiled and was through the interview process, one of the sessions. he's had a lot of time to get his feet wet, to get to go out and meet the guys, get a feel about the organization, the city. And so he is super. He was here yesterday.
Yeah,
in camp.
We saw
so
him, yeah.
It's a super exciting time for him to know that he's on the cusp of his dream job. And so that was probably the biggest addition we had to make, is solidify who we were going to move forward with. And AJ's super comfortable with him. I think that was important. But, yeah, Tommy, I've heard a lot of the same things about the guy. And, you know, we had guys that had edges too. You don't think Ken Caminiti had an edge, or Greg Vaughn during the season, and Finley in his own way. So, you know, when you have that in the clubhouse, it's not trying to be a jerk. It's just, hey, there's a certain way that they want to go and compete.
Well, that and the fact that, you know, teams aren't going to come in here or here in San Diego, right, and say, ah, it's just the lowly Padres. You know, you look at them and you're like, ooh, yeah, we better not, you know, you better not fall out of line. They're going to get in our grill, and Jace Tingler's going to get in people's grills, and he's got the red ass in him, and we needed that, I think. I think and I'm hoping that it all kind of comes together into one big, just kind of badass unit that aren't going to be pushed around, you know?
I'll be honest with you, the way that Fernando Tatis Jr. played last year, that was an eye-opener, and hey, these guys are playing with a little bit of an edge.
Yep.
And they're taking pride in the way they're going about their game. Chris, we talked about Paddock,
yeah,
having
big
that
time,
little attitude on the mound. And so, and that was Jake Peavy for a long time. But these guys will come together, and they'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Trevor, expectations are always a tough thing in baseball. I mean, we've talked to Ron Fowler before and tried to figure out what his expectations are for the team. And you never really know until the guys get together. But fans are going to have expectations as well. Where do you kind of see this team heading into 2020? What's a fair amount of expectation to put on a squad that obviously has a lot of new pieces, but is supposed to be building and growing into something that's going to be a playoff and championship contender in San Diego?
Yeah, you know, it'd be easy to throw that number out there, you know, above 500 somewhere, and you never really know. And I'm not going to try and sit on the fence and avoid it, because I don't think that's right, but it's feasible to have a 15-20 game difference and turnaround, and that puts you in the conversation of a wild card, and who knows about the division. But you have to get out of May, and you have to get rolling through April and May kind of thing, so that, you know, you're not trying to climb uphill and gain 3 or 4 games a month. You want to be on the winning side early, and then you kind of, that confidence can lead a team in a different direction that ultimately it wasn't going to go that way. So you don't really know until you come out of spring training how you're feeling about one another. The pieces are there to play better than we did last year, and you know, the expectations are always to win a championship, and that's bottom line. And sometimes it's gotten away from us, but I think there's enough personnel each and every year that we can do some things.
Yeah, I mean, we're the expectation thing. I know people, we just want to run. You know, yeah, people just want to run meaningful in August, September, October, make a move at the deadline and things like that. That will ignite San Diego's passion, already pretty hot passion for the Padres. But 2020, like, it's a big year. I feel like it's a really, really important year for the future of the team.
Extremely big year. And up to this point, I think you have to tip your cap. I mean, one of the biggest gripes about the situation was ownership not, you know, going out and getting us some personnel. And
yeah,
they've done everything to their extent to give us a roster and to give us players that you're in the prime of their career and having a shot to be, you know, the leaders in Major League Baseball. And so I tip my hat to what we've done over the last 5, 6, 7 years on a lot of different fronts. And you know, I'm looking forward to some things coming together.
Trevor, the Baseball Hall of Fame election just announced. Derek Jeter obviously going into the Hall of Fame. But I wanted to ask you, you went in on your third ballot with 79.9% of the vote. I think we thought you would get there eventually. Larry Walker, a guy you faced many times in your career with the Rockies and the National League West, last time on the ballot, comes down to 6 votes. I mean, can you even imagine that kind of, like, that level of nerves and going in what he was facing this week?
Yeah, I couldn't. I can't even think about it. You know, 10 years of this, you know, that January disappointment and just, you know, it's not that you never come to terms with it, but, you know, 2 guys that were in my class, and Jack Morris and Alan Trammell, those guys went 15 years on the ballot and then had to wait for a veterans committee.
Ugh.
I mean, that's just, you know, agony going through that every January. And so, super happy that it's over for him. I think he's a Hall of Famer, hands down. He was a 5-tool guy that changed the game when he played it. Was great in the clubhouse, great teammate. You know, not that I was his teammate, but I knew guys that did. I just loved the way he played the game, and he's a great addition, and it's a neat class with Jeet and Simmons.
Trevor, always great talking to you. We really appreciate it. And, of course, we'll see you back out at spring training. We'll be back out in a month. And then out at Petco Park, we're not that far away from opening day. It's crazy how quickly it comes.
I love it. It's going to be early this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Take care, man. Trevor Hoffman on our SDCCU Fan Hotline from the Peoria Sports Complex. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit sdccu.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.